This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The tropicals you had outside all summer should be safely indoors now. I brought in my elephant ear plant again. He goes right down to the achy part of the basement and is left alone for the winter. New this year, I brought in my moss rose. This one is sitting in a south window at the moment, but I'll have to move it when the real cold sets in. As we bring our plants indoors, sometimes we pay a little too much attention to them. Those plants often go through a transitional period. We need to be careful not to give them too much TLC. Overwatering is the number one killer of houseplants. We often think water's the cure-all for what may ail your plant. The reality is, most of your houseplants, as well as outdoor plants, do better on the dry side. However, because houseplants' needs do vary, the best advice for a watering schedule is to get to know the plant. While the majority are better off drying out a little, some plants do like to stay moist. All this info should be on the tag in the pot you buy. If there's no information, then ask. Generally, you'll get more information from your local garden setter. A watering schedule least likely to get you into trouble is to water when the top 1 to 2 inches of soil is dry. Just stick your finger in the soil to find out. You can water from the top and let the water flow all the way through till it drains out the bottom, then empty the saucer. Or you can bottom water. Set your pot in water until moisture can be seen on the soil surface. African violets in particular prefer this method of watering. Use room temperature water, and while some people insist that you allow the chlorine to escape, I'm not convinced it's necessary. I store up rainwater in milk jugs and use that. I'll admit, though, sometimes that water doesn't smell great, but the plants love it. Go to GardenBite.com for more information and find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.